Okay, so this next one has the potential to be embarrassing because I'm just gonna totally fangirl all over this recording. But the question is from K-Threem, and she and I, the backstory is that one, she's awesome and loves Jensen and Dean as much as I do. And that at the last WinCon, we were watching the episode, and then the preview came on, and it was for the episode where Dean gets turned into a vampire. And we both just completely lost our shit. I mean, we could not even breathe, and it was the worst, recording that we watched it over and over and over again, and just like sighed and squealed and all that good stuff. So we kind of have a thing about that. And not that we're alone in it, but we realize that we both feel this way. So her question is, she wants to totally embarrass me and ask me just how exactly Vampire Dean makes me feel. Now, you have to have a little backstory. I love Dean Winchester. I think he's gorgeous. I like everything about him, including when he's a dumbass or when he's being an asshole or cracking wise and whatever, but at the base core of it, he is a beautiful, beautiful man. And I just love watching him and listening to him and all that. Nothing against Sam or Jared, because I love them too, but this is not about them. This is about Dean. And I definitely have a like competence kink, like whenever the Winchester boys are really good at something, especially something kind of violent or, in hunting, when they're good with their guns or knives or whatever, I just get all fluttery just thinking about it. And so I think there's this element of knowing the Winchesters are dangerous people is hot. So, and then the whole vampire thing has this whole other level of hotness that I was a huge Buffy fan, so I loved that whole vampire world. I'm kind of selective otherwise. I haven't really found any others that I like a lot, so I was very excited to see vampires appear in this way. Because I never really thought that one of the Winchesters would get to be a vampire, because we all assumed it was something you couldn't come back from, and therefore impossible for the Winchesters to become vampires on the show. So that was exciting, number one. So let's just talk about what happens, because one, he gets turned. That's not really hot or anything. But he does get turned, and then the first thing that was just ridiculous was when he goes to see Lisa, and he's kind of in control, and he's kind of, angsty Dean, and he's all worried and stressed out and talking about how his life is just this violent mess, and, that's still enjoyable because I love Dean. And even when he's suffering, I'm sorry, Dean, but I do. And but then when he almost loses it with Lisa, that is hot. Because he's like shaking, and then he controls himself, and it's all good. He doesn't hurt her or anything, so that's fine. Because I don't want him to hurt her. But and then he gets back, to Sam and them, and he is. You can see he's getting kind of darker, and the way they lit him in this episode was awesome. And oh, let's talk about the fact that at a very, superficial level, they put makeup on Jensen to give him this like dark-eyed, hollow-eyed, dark look, and it was extremely yummy. But then he goes off to, kick the vampire's ass and save the day and all that, and it's cool because you can tell he's a little different than normal, and he's kind of got that dark eye to him, dark eyes and all that stuff. But it doesn't get like supernova hot until he has to fight the vampires. It's good until then because they have a lot of close-ups of his face, and I enjoy close-ups of his face. And he's definitely on that like edge of control thing, which is hot. But then, and then the machete. You wouldn't think a machete would be so hot, but it is. But when he starts fighting the vampires, and he just turns into like the super, super competent, super dangerous hunter combined with vampire abilities.